The Hamp and OB Show starts now.
It certainly does. Hamp and OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Chevy Silverado in your toolbox. Andy Mazur flying solo right now. The Bears game is not yet over. The Bears are leading 37-17, just under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter out at Soldier Field. A pretty nice little effort here together by the Bears. You really wouldn't have known that the Atlanta Falcons needed this game to make a playoff bid. I'm really not sure exactly how Arthur Smith feels that Tyler Heinicke is better than Desmond Ridder. Tyler Heinicke, I'm not sure where the heck he was throwing half the balls he threw today. Three of them ended up in the hands of the Chicago Bears defenders for three picks. He did throw a touchdown and ran for a touchdown as well, but Desmond Ridder is now into the game late in this game. 37-17, the Bears have the lead in this one. We'll talk all about it. We'll take your phone calls as well, 312-981-7200. Has today changed your mind at all about Justin Fields? Fans were chanting, "We want Fields," at Soldier Field today. Kind of a far cry from earlier in the year when the jury was out. And, really the jury is still kind of out as far as everything that goes for next season. But we'll let this one play out, and we'll get our thoughts about this one coming up here just a moment. Let's take this opportunity to get you caught up on what's going on around the rest of the National Football League. Baltimore Ravens are asserting their will over the Miami Dolphins. 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter in Baltimore. Ravens up 56-19, and they don't seem like they're going to take their foot off the gas at all either. Just underway, Steelers and the Seahawks. There is no score in that game. Other finals, Bills over the Patriots. They had to sweat this one out in Orchard Park. 27-21 was the final. Colts squeaked by the Raiders 23-20. It was the Rams, again, edging the Giants 26-25. And one of the more unlikely finishes of the day, a game that we had on our radio station here at WGN just a few moments ago, the Arizona Cardinals, who looked like the dregs of society last week here in Chicago, find a way to win at Philadelphia today. 35-31 was the final score. So the Cardinals beat the Eagles 35-31. Saints over the Buccaneers, 23-13. So the Saints actually doing the Falcons some favors because the Falcons actually hold the tiebreakers over both of those teams, 23-13 Saints over Buccaneers. 49ers dispatched of the Commanders, 27-10. And the Jaguars helping the Bears out as well with a 26-0 win over the Panthers. Pretty much ensuring now that the Carolina Panthers will have that first pick in the NFL draft coming up in April, and that will belong to the Chicago Bears, of course. And the Texans beat the Titans 26-3. Other games that are going to get going here just in a few moments, it'll be the Chargers and the Broncos. It'll be the first game the Broncos will not have Russell Wilson under center. And the whole debacle that turned into with the guaranteed money and the benching of Russell Wilson for the next 2 days because he can make $37 million. That's why. Guaranteed, if he gets hurt and he can't pass a physical in March, that's the money that he would be owed. He's guaranteed 39 no matter if he's on the roster or not next year. So they're going to sit him and play the youngster. So the Bengals will be at the Chiefs a little bit later on. The Patrick Mahomes situation is this. They're going to probably make the playoffs, but this will be the first year that Patrick Mahomes will have to play a playoff game on the road. He has never played a playoff game away from Arrowhead Stadium. Just the fact he's going to have to go on the road and show what he's got. That's just the way it's going to be. If he wants to get the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl, despite Matt Nagy and his great influence on the Kansas City offense right now, Andy Reid comes out and says, "Yeah, we're going to have to dumb this thing down a little bit." Is it because of the coordinator, or is it because of they're not getting the offense going? Also tonight, of interest in the North, it'll be the Packers taking on the Vikings. Of course, the Bears will be in Green Bay next week. Time still to be determined by the National Football League. None of the times for next week, to my knowledge at this point, and we'll have our guys check on it too as we continue on our show here today. None of the times for next week have been assigned. So there's still a possibility, albeit a very small possibility, that the Bears could end up being in a primetime game up there in Green Bay. But more than likely, it'll be a noon kickoff. But we'll let you know as soon as we find out the official information from the National Football League on that. All right, so that gets you updated on what's going on around the NFL. The Bears have a 37-17 lead. This came in the fourth quarter, and now with a minute 52 left to play. Looks like the Bears are going to win their fifth straight at home. As improbable as that sounded early in the year after the 0-4 start, you go back to week 7 against the Raiders. That's when this started. Think about what could have been. And I hate to do that because, yeah, you know, we're baseball fans around here too, and we know what could have been a lot of times on both sides of town. But think about what could have been. If this team was ready to go at the very beginning of this season, in September, first game of the year against the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love's first foray as the official starter for the Green Bay Packers, Justin Fields coming in, and all the hype was around the Bears after the trade with DJ Moore, and they just laid an egg. And they laid four straight eggs, to be honest with you. And then they got it going, but then that game against Denver, one of the double-digit fourth-quarter leads that goes by the boards, they had three of them this year. Now, look, I'm not saying they're going to win all of them. You're bound to get some bad breaks in a few of these games here and there. But at the same time, think about they won two of them or one of them. It's a different story. The season is a different story at this point. But again, you can't go back and wish and all that kind of stuff because what's done is done. And now the focus is on finishing out this game strong, which it looks like they're going to do. 37-17 is the lead. The Bears have the ball. And all they need, I think, here is a first down to really kind of salt this one away as the clock continues to wind. But 37-17 the score. But you think about what could have been here, and it's hard not to think about how well they're playing right now. And it's kind of sad to see that it came this late in the year when they weren't ready to go early in the season, and that's a big problem.
And Chicago scores first.
Courtesy of CBS Sports, and the Bears win at 37-17. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com and DJ Moore. You know, I was a little worried at the end of last week's game. You know, he kind of came up gimpy with the ankle, and he said he heals really quickly, and boy, he heals quickly. This guy was a monster today. He was an absolute man today.
Yes, he was. And yeah, give him credit. Coming off that injury, but, you know, his quarterback was pretty good too, OB. 20 of 32, 268 yards, had a touchdown, really no, you know, oh my God, what a stupid play moments. You know, Eberflus had a couple of questionable decisions there late in the game.
Andy Mazur and the guys here, 27-16, as the Bears get a win over the Arizona Cardinals in a war of attrition, a game that kind of looked like it was played in quicksand for some time, and the Bears lucky to escape with a victory.
Well, I got a title for it. What you just saw, folks, was a remake of the movie, and this was a 2023 version of Dumb and Dumber. Oh, my God.
Oh, it wasn't good. Hey, you know, hey, congratulations to the Bears. They win a game. But, folks, I'm just telling you, nobody on the Chicago Bears did anything to make you think differently as far as long-term, you know, planning for the future. Think about this, OB. I mean, we jump out the second, third, and fourth drives. We go down for touchdowns. It looks like a walk in the park. And again, as you said, Dumb and Dumber over there.
There you go.
Figure out a way to get the Arizona Cardinals right back in the game. And at the end, it was a nail-biter. And as you said, Andy, in this season of giving, well, that gave us a heart attack at the end.
We'll get to your calls here in just a minute. We got a break for the news in about 90 seconds. 312-981-7200 if you want to get in on the conversation here. You know, the other thing I noticed, just from looking at the numbers, this might have been the most balanced offensive attack they had today. And
it was. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. You know, and I'm going to make some analogies here later on, folks, and about why I think you just got to keep Justin Fields. And you look at the best team in football today. What is it? It's the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
And what quarterback closely assimilates the same skill set that Justin Fields has? Now, remember that Baltimore,
the difference is he can pass.
Well, Justin made some pretty good throws today.
Yeah, he made some lousy ones, too.
Well, Capital B, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Andy Mazur alongside the guys here after a 19-13 loss to the Minnesota Vikings. There was a whole lot to talk about in this game. Justin Fields left the game with a hand injury, did not return. We saw our first look at Tyson Bagent, some good, some bad. But again, guys, this game today made me wonder who was actually calling the plays the last 2 weeks, because it certainly wasn't Luke Getsy, because he was calling them today.
Well, and again, you know, right there on the bumper, we talked about it for the first 3 weeks of the season, dysfunctional offense. Well, we had another dose of it this afternoon. You know, at some point, you got to just – you just have to wonder what the hell are they thinking?
The thing I said to you guys too, especially in that last drive, what ended up being the pick six, the second one, he doesn't seem to have a feel for the game at all, and that's really sad to say about a quarterback that doesn't kind of he has no sense of the rush coming at him, and he's got no sense of where his receivers are. It's hard to watch.
What have I
been I'm agreeing with you
year after year. Yeah. I'm the only one around here that said that always a franchise. The hell he is.
All I can tell you is, and hats off to Baker Mayfield. He made a believer out of me last year when he went in and beat, I think it was Seattle at home on a Monday night game that meant nothing to a team. The Rams were going nowhere. They were a 5-win team. But he won. But the point I'm trying to make is, yes, there is a reclamation project, you know, alive and well here and there around the NFL. We, you know, at some point, what is necessary for Justin Fields to see the light? Now, you both say he looks so uncomfortable mm-hmm. in the pocket. Now, does it sound smart to say, well, if you're uncomfortable in the pocket, we're not going to play in the preseason. We're not going to make you make decisions. We're not going to have you wear a headset and basically listen to the play call in the preseason and then say, okay, as the offense goes to the line of scrimmage with the rookie Bajent playing and say, okay, at the snap of the ball, where do I go with the ball? No, they don't. I don't. We desperately need Justin Fields to be better. And unfortunately, I think Luke Getsy and Jonico or whatever the quarterback coach's name is, they have sabotaged this kid by not putting him in positions where he has to learn how to make the decisions. Instead, we saw a play in the, I think it was the fourth quarter. There was a Tyler Scott was coming across wide open. He won't throw it. He takes a sack and takes us out of, you know, position to kick a field goal. It's a combination of a lot of things. He has to get better, but my God, these coaches have not helped him one bit.
Okay. I